And it is joy to the world because of the Lord coming. Today we are going to focus on family and sports. Playing, watching, paying, and idolizing. Families often deal with sports in so many ways. Kids playing, attending sports events, watching it at home. With it can come some costs that outweigh the enjoyment. How do we ensure to foster camaraderie in team playing versus poor behavior when losing? How do we act like ambassadors of Christ when playing or watching sports? And when does it become an idol and not appreciation for athletic prowess? The New Living Translation says in 1 John 5:21, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Will you stop and pray for families to teach healthy competition, good sportsmanship, a balance of sports watching while keeping God as priority one in all their choices when it comes to sports? Father God, we thank you so much that you created us to be creative, and that even though you did not design sports, man did, people did. And there we have seen it's almost like a performing art where athletics and sports people have spent so much time dedicated to learning their craft and becoming excellent at it in all the variety of sports that are out there. We also know that sports can help encourage team camaraderie and how to get along with others, how to work together for a common goal. But we also know it has its con side, that we can get too competitive and proud about our own team and think everybody else is less than us, and not remain humble when we lose, and actually potentially have poor behavior, not realizing we are ambassadors of Christ. So Father, we pray that the sports in our families will not take the place of you in our hearts, that you will always be number one in everything we do, say, spend, think about, that the sports would not take more time than we spend with you, that whatever we do, we would do it all for the glory of you, Father God, and that we would do everything in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Help us to look as families at ways to make it a healthy thing that we do together, and to really pray that our behavior would show that we are Christians by the way that we manage whether we win or lose. We've seen lots of Christian sportsmen be exalted because of the way they handle themselves, the way they acknowledge you. So we know it can be used for that. And we pray that would happen more. We also pray that parents would teach their children how to lose and win gracefully, that they would monitor how much time and the cost involved in participating and or watching it, and to question whether it's drawing their family closer or further apart, and to review what they're doing and how much. We also pray, God, they would ensure that you would be their first priority. And we thank you, Father, for the gifts and the talents and the skills that you've given people. But we also thank you that we can make good choices with your help, as you are the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.